welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, the educational version, and this is January 23rd, 2011. We're almost into February. Yeah, you can add the year, add a couple of digits to your birthday, and come out with 111. How cool. So anyway, we're going to continue on. We did have a spaceship come, another one, which we showed. This time we were ready with photos. We photographed the ship as it hovered over the place here. It was actually a couple miles away. And unfortunately for us, when it arrived here, I have a D50 or whatever it's called camera, Canon. Let's see what this is. It's a digital camera. It's a what are you? You're a D60D EO5 EOS 60D camera. Okay, and that runs on a 9 or 10 volt battery, probably a 9 volt battery, rechargeable. Had just charged the battery, and when the ship came, hit, I went to get the camera out, and guess what? It discharged the battery for me. So I had to, luckily, had another battery and a charger. So I ran and got that one, and by that time the ship had backed off enough where it didn't drain my battery. So we were able to take a bunch of pictures, and took a bunch of pictures of it, and then Steve and I were on Thursday night on Ustream, side, the TV side of our BBSRadio.com show. We showed and shared the pictures. And the interesting thing was that the pictures changed color right on the air. It was kind of interesting. So we are starting to take pictures of ships again now. And the other thing that happened is that after the ship left, we noticed our central heating didn't work and our microwave failed to work. So we had to bring a special electrician in to troubleshoot the problem. And the problem was grounding. A ground wire had burned a circuit breaker. And we replaced the circuit breaker. It still didn't work. And then we had a grounding problem. And so we had to tighten some ground wires and everything started working again. So that's been one of our emphasis with our systems, is grounding, proper grounding. It's very important to have that. Make sure your ground wires are connected, and you'll have good luck. Anyway, let's start the show. I'm sure you're more than anything. I rewound it about a minute, so it will repeat itself for about a minute.
Changing, they call it the Big Bang, where suddenly everything exploded into existence. And they go through it step by step, and basically what the Big Bang Theory is an expression of the Logos from the Logoic plane, the plane of one, coming down through the ethnic plane, down through the Medanic and all the other planes, and arriving on the physical plane in an expression of breath. And this breath is a breathing cycle that the Tibetans call the Brahmic periods. And they have four different periods, the Brahmic periods, called kalpas, that they talk about in one day of Brahm. And this is exploding, this time of existence, which is called Manavantara, to the time of non-existence, which is called Pralaya, is constantly vibrating. We're going from absolute existence into infinity and eternity within twice, three times within a second, if you can imagine that. It happens very fast. And you're not aware of it, because the moment that it's happening is when we're all unified, and when the moment it's not happening, we're here in the physical plane. And the only way you can start to get in touch with it is to start to realize what a hologram is. And that's what the science of Andromeda is all about, is the hologram of life, the hologram of the universe. And as we rotate around the Pleiades, this hologram begins to have larger moments of rest and larger moments of action. And to the individual that's busy dealing with a moment of action, time appears to become shorter. Time becomes smaller and smaller, and things happen quick. Suddenly it's Christmas, and then it's summer, and it's spring, and it's Easter, and it's Father's Day. And how many of you notice time is speeding up? Okay? This is what happens. From the other side of the coin, the side of the coin that I've seen many times. In the terrestrial time clock, as it speeds up, because frequency vibration, as it approaches light frequencies, has to speed up. Radiation in its slow state is sound, in its high speed state is visible light and radiation beyond. Because this has to take place, what happens is you begin to move in between the seconds more and more and more. And a master, for example, a Tibetan master, studying different things, for example, invisibility, has learned how to go in that moment, that eternal moment, and move around, and then come back out in the moment on the physical plane and appear again. Christ demonstrated that at the well in Samaria after he stopped the Christians from stoning some girl for prostitution. And they were to stone him instead, you know. And where he told him, the one who has no sins cast the first stone, it's in the Bible. He demonstrated that power on the spot right there when he disappeared from the crowd. Because they got a little frenzied. So you begin to see even different masters through the times hooking into these powers. Now, when you have this vibratory frequency starting to occur as it is now, you also have the other side of the coin, and that's the dark side, okay? When the vibration starts to happen, little energy fields that are normally blocked away in your thoughts and in your dreams and always reside there, and you can only reach them, and they can only reach you in your dream state, begin to change. How many of you saw Robert Eglin's movies? He's our neighbor down here in Laguna. Friday the 13th, The Nightmare on Elm Street. Okay? Freddy, good example of an astral vampire, a very splendid example. As soon as the individual that had the power went to sleep, the entity escaped from the astral plane down to the physical plane and caused a lot of problems. Okay? We're going to talk about sleep in this seminar, but realize this, that astral plane and those entities that are on the other side are no longer on the other side. They're here now. And when they come here now, they take forms. They are taking forms, good and evil. A lot more of that is going to be apparent. Secondly, when you realize that we have these seven planes of consciousness, okay, and we realize that the astral plane is starting to fuse itself down into the physical plane, then we start to look at some other phenomenon that occurs. And that phenomenon is the mental plane. The mental plane begins to collide in the astral plane, and as a result of that, three planes begin to merge into one. This causes a lot of interesting things on the physical plane. One, the mental plane has the lower plane, which is called the rupa. And secondly, the mental plane has the higher plane called the arupa. The rupa, or the lower mental plane, is a logical place where your thoughts come from. It's very logical. The arupa is a illogical place where spontaneity comes from. And so what happens is, when the mental plane collides with the physical plane, logic starts to go away on the physical plane as action, and illogical actions start to come up rather rapidly and almost instantly and totally non-predictable. Okay? Now, as a result of that, the world is where it is today. And that's why when you pick up the newspaper or turn the radio on, something bizarre is happening every minute now. Whereas before, it wasn't so bizarre. And it's not that we have a tighter net of communication because of satellites. It's because things are going faster. For example, some of the kinds of things that people will do when a collision occurs, all right? And you got to realize that because of this rotation of us with respect to the Pleiades, this is becoming a tremendous pressure on the human psyche, on the human mind, on the human consciousness. One example of that would be people that realize, the people, the anti-government people, people that are freedom fighters, for example. My great-great-grandfather was Ethan Allen. He was the one that did the first revolution. He fired the shots that were heard around the world. As a matter of fact, the guy that actually pulled the trigger was Colonel Parker. And the reason that Colonel Parker did that was because, if you remember back in 1776, Washington was camped out at Valley Forge, and the British, there was no war going on, and the British soldiers are walking around laughing at the American aristocratic soldiers that promoted themselves to generals in a league that was against King George and Ethan Allen. But nobody would fight each other. It was just static. Everybody was sitting around growling. So Ethan Allen gave a speech, and he says, if we're going to have a war, goddammit, somebody's going to die. And so with that, Colonel Parker went out with 50 regulars on the Lexington-Concord Bridge in cold blood, killed a whole bunch of British troops. That started the war. He pissed them off real good. Then he went up with 8 troops to General Beauregard and captured Fort Ticonderoga. And then he sent a messenger down to George Washington saying, you better get moving because there's a war on now. And that's how our war started. It's real interesting because Colonel Parker's great-great-grandson was Wes Parker. And he was the first baseman who won the World Series for the Dodgers in 1972. He and I were business partners in a business several years ago with Dr. Donsbach. And we used to sit around talking about our grandfathers. They were a real interesting bunch. So the reason I'm talking about this is that's the old militia. Now we have the new militia. And when you get the power of the new militia that we have now, and you get the spontaneity of the Memphis Plain, and you take the government cover-up, the big government cover-up that nobody can quite put in the public view, can nobody quite put their eyes or hands on, what is the government covering up, but everybody's paranoid about something, then you end up with a situation where somebody like Timothy McVeigh, on a spur of a moment, decides to take a bunch of fertilizer and blow up a federal building. You have a point where a militia, which is only 10,000 strong, will suddenly decide in a flickering of a minute to go ahead and attack the federal government, which has 1 million troops, even though there is no chance of success. This is what we're coming into now, the era of spiritual revolution. At the same time, oh, by the way, the missing thing in that government paranoia cover-up that you see these people on the extreme right and extreme left looking for something. The missing thing that's blinding everybody on both sides is the cover-up of the government is extraterrestrial, the extraterrestrial picture. When that comes out, then you'll see the missing link fall in place. Then you'll see how the constitutional rights are being guided by negative ETs. Then you'll see how these viruses like the Ebola that are coming out of the wings were created in Langley. You'll see how all these things fit into place when that picture comes out. And that picture is coming out. So, with those things in mind, it becomes time to do something about your own personal lives. And that's the only thing you can really do, is get an understanding and draw a space, find yourself a space away from the freeway of this conflict, of a war that's about to happen. And there is sanctity in the picture, but there's also, you have to be aware, alert, and really know what's going on, or you'll get caught or swept away in it. Very much so. I've been involved in 2 major skirmishes in the big picture now. I was involved in the McMartin preschool trial, which is a worldwide thing, and the O.J. Simpson case, both. And it's very interesting to be in that power where you see the good and the evil. How many of you saw the McMartin thing on television, the thing they had on HBO? Any of you guys see that? It was on an HBO presentation recently. They had these pyramids in the courtroom, those of you that saw it. Oh, yeah. It's in the book, too. Yeah, because Ray Buckey, who I supported all the way through, who was not a child molester, was subject to a bunch of people over in Palos Verdes that had no basis for their foundation. They were a bunch of alcoholics with children, and they created this whole situation that he went through. When the district attorneys came to me, I refused to testify in that case because I said, I'll blow your case right out of the water. And as a matter of fact, Ray was at my seminar last week or 2 weeks ago at the Whole Life Expo. He came to the seminar and he was there. The McMartin family was devastated by the government because the government is so, there's so much anxiety. And finally, the lady that caused the whole damn problem died during the final part, when in the second trial. She died. She was the one that caused the whole thing, making up these stories. But to show you the McMartin trial, how, you know, public, how the people in the general public skirmish and scramble. And look what's happening with OJ now. Same thing. People are just skirmishing and scrambling. And it's the biggest joke on the planet. You know the trial's never going to, they're going to run out of jurors before the defense or the prosecution even gets finished. And I used to spend a lot of time with O.J. Simpson. He's come to the house, he's checked our systems out. And O.J. was a typical guy, typical what I would call bomb that was going to explode sooner or later. And there's other O.J.'s around. Here's a guy that had tremendous power in one side, but he was split right down the middle. He was totally split, and that split never showed. He was a master at suppression. There's a lot of masters at suppression. So you begin to see all these infernos that are going on. One of the really sad things and one of the funniest things is how they create these diseases, and then they tell us, in the case of E. Bowie, I told you that, I mean, I told you guys, there were people like Shackley that had the basic picture that, you know, they surfaced in the early 50s, and they began to do and spread vitamins through the multi-level chains around the country. Later on, the vitamins weren't strong enough to deal with the needs of the people. As the environment began to fall apart, as it is now, the human and the ozone layer began to be destroyed by fossil fuels. The radiation levels on this planet changed and became much more intense. So it became necessary to crank up the human aura to such a level that you can process this radiation change and your immune system can process what it has to process in order to deal with the stress of this ebbing and flowing and this crashing down of these planes into one another. So that's where we start. The human body is electrical. Well, actually, first of all, it's electrical, precursing, science of the pyramids and the receptors. Then it's electrical, and then it's biochemical. Okay. In the seminar, we want to cover all three levels simultaneously. Science has been groping around in biochemistry for so long now that they have almost lost sight of the electrical level, and they have no idea what the precursing levels are. They would only define it as ecstasy and stress. That would be the only way that I would think science would define itself on those levels in medical science. Now, just to ask you a question, if you start to get sick, what's the first thing you want to put in your body? You can comment if you want. What's the first thing you put in your system in the form of nutrition?
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C. How many of you agree with that? One? No. Only one. Nobody would.
You know, water.
Water? No. Nutrition wise, water is always good, yeah.
Mineral?
Yeah, mineral. Which one? Chromium, exactly. Why wouldn't you put vitamin C in? Why would you put chromium in first? Nobody knows, huh? Well, no, it's direct the intelligence of the vitamin C to fight the viruses that are good or bad. I mean, viruses are just tetrahedrons. Most bacteria are octahedrons. Octahedron is also the shape of a carbon atom, shape of a pyramid. Tetrahedrons are three-sided, like chlorophyll. So if you don't have the intelligence in there, if you don't have the chromium in there, you know, any AIDS patient will tell you that knows anything about it. One of the big things in the fighting of AIDS is taking huge amounts of chromium, because the chromium produces helper T cells, which are part of the immune system. When you have chromium in there, it directs intelligence directly into the DNA. The DNA is where it all starts. The frequency, vibration, and length, and base pairs per turn of DNA determine your entire beingness, everything. It's all there, including your consciousness. So you got to work with your DNA first. Then you build your immune system next. And that's where you take vitamin A. Get the immune system up. And then you start putting in vitamin C. And now vitamin C will do something for you. You know, how many of you ever taken vitamin C when you, suddenly when you have a cold, you don't take it at all, and then you take a cold. Cold comes along, you take vitamin C, it doesn't do a damn thing. Maybe it gives you a diarrhea or something, you know. No, you got to do it right. We make an ester C that comes from beets, and that ester C won't give you diarrhea. You can drink, take a whole bottle of it on your stomach, and your stomach won't even know you took it because it's pH balanced. The C technology has come a long way. In our vitamins, if you go over there and look at the bottle of those vitamins, you'll see we use 40,000 units of vitamin A on a daily basis. The reason we use so much is you need to keep your immune system up and operating. It's your only salivating link to reality anymore, is the immune system, basically. If that goes, everything goes, including your sanity. So it's very important. B-complex is another one that I work a lot with. And the system knows, you know, our government knows what you shouldn't be taking, you know. And when I say what you shouldn't be taking, because if you take it, your consciousness will cause you to wake up and you realize what's going on. So they don't want you to be that conscious. So the RDA and MDR, recommended daily allowance and minimum daily requirements, that come from the National Academy of Sciences, in their rationale as to what human nutrition levels are, it could be defined as just enough to avoid a near-death experience continuously. Okay? That's just about what it is. And in, we don't have just FDAs in this country. They're all over the place. In Europe and Germany, if you want to take the XL Plus, the Pyridine full spectrum formula, you got to go to a pharmacy, unless you know somebody, and get it by a prescription. And Japan's also fairly strict too, and a lot of countries are in formulation, because they don't want you to get too smart. You know, if they weren't strict, you'd be too smart. You'd figure them out. So they create scares. In our vitamins, for example, the B complex is very important. We use B1, B2, all the way through to B17. Now, B15 and B17 are not supposed to be in formulas. They're illegal. Okay? The reason B15 is illegal is that it fights the crusade of the dairy products, you know, to heart attack. You know about the crusade, the federal government's crusade of dairy products to heart attack? Everybody understand what that is? Anybody doesn't understand it? You don't understand it. Okay. Real simple. These are some of the ways they're trying to kill you, okay? It was defined in 1981 in Executive Intelligence Review out of Washington, D.C., as the Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy, when the political stuff was brought to light. But basically, one segment goes like this. You need calcium in your bodies. Do you know why you need calcium in your bodies when your bones aren't growing anymore? What's the biggest user of calcium in your body?
Heart,
exactly. So you need large amounts of calcium. Now, how do you get calcium into your body? There's one coenzyme that's real important. Anybody know? Vitamin D. Okay, where does vitamin D normally come from?
Sunlight.
Exactly. One square inch of the body is 18 international units. But Sunlight is a little bit tainted now. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but it does bother some people because the radiation spectrum is switched on. So, you need vitamin D. Also, you need vitamin A for your immune system, right? You need vitamin D to create calcium, to create your heart, to make it work. Now, what's the difference between a synthetic vitamin and a natural vitamin?
Life force factor.
If you were to take a synthetic vitamin C, and actually if you were to take a natural vitamin C and swallow it, right, it would put a life force, a green field, actually it's in the green energy, into the body, right? Now if you were to follow that up with a synthetic vitamin C, what would happen? It would neutralize the natural one. Okay? It would steal the aura frequencies, the color frequencies, like a giant sponge, because enzymically, it is correct. So, enzyme to enzyme, there would be a transfer of energy as it neutralized itself. It would take the life force out of the vitamin C that was natural and absorb it in itself, and the body would get nothing. Right? You get the picture? So, when you go to the health food store, not the health food store, but the grocery store, like most of America does, and you buy milk, right, and dairy products, what do you see on the label? What does it say? Right, fortified with vitamins A and D, right? Now, do you think those fortifications are natural? Nope. Synthetic. So, what happens when you drink milk?
You lose your
immune system and your heart, okay? Now do you get the picture? Okay, now I can start taking basically every food that you buy in a store apart and find something wrong with everything that you eat. Okay, everything. There's nothing. Nothing at all in the stores anymore. And most health food stores, same thing. So, what can you do about this? Well, you can use common sense and you can build your system up. You've got to realize that you're going to have to deal with these poisons and you're going to have to process these poisons. That's the only thing you can do. So we get into the technology of electrical precursation, where things start to go wrong, and we start to correct it there. Or we go into the science of nutrition, and we go into a lot of different sciences and start to correct things at the source of the problem. So one thing I would recommend is you don't buy a lot of things with things added to them, okay? Because you're going to have to get a lot of natural vitamins in your system. Trace minerals is another problem, too. There aren't any trace minerals anymore. They just don't exist. You have to take them as a supplement in order to get them in the system. What do trace minerals do? Trace minerals run the parasympathetic nervous network. What does the parasympathetic nervous network do? It is the central nervous system in the body that, when fired off by the synapses in the brain, allows the brain to interpret signals of very high frequency, extremely high frequency. Without this process going on, you cannot interpret signals of very high frequency, meaning that you can't see the light, okay? You can't hear the word of God, the voice of God inside your own consciousness. It ain't there. That's what trace minerals do. They give us that vitality to perpetuate that. And you don't find those. You don't find them in the soil. You don't find them in the food. You don't find them anywhere. You have to take them in some form of a supplemental form now, because they've been erased off this planet since the mid-30s when the Dust Bowl came here and they didn't know about irrigation and they did all the funny kinds of farming that they did. And then they added all the poisons in the soil and the synthetic fertilizers in the soil and all the other stuff that go on. You know, for example, if you go down and you pick up a tomato, you know, a tomato's pretty harmless, right? You know that tomatoes are laced with arsenic? Most every tomato is, okay? So your body has to be able to separate the arsenic out. But at the same time you're eating this tomato, you've got these 60-cycle wires running around in here, right? What are and on top of the 60-cycle wires, you've got what are called ELF frequencies. What do ELF frequencies do? They disturb the apparatus in the body.
that tells the digestive process when the tomato has been ingested to throw the arsenic out and absorb the protein and the amino acids in the tomato. Separate the two. But that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen at all because of EOS. See, these are the kinds of things that go on. And these are why people get so frustrated. A strawberry. How many of you like strawberries? How many of you know what bromide is? Ever heard of bromide? What is it? Tell us what it is.
It's a poison. It's a chlorine, bromine, fluorine.
Okay.
It's pretty strong.
Bromide, how many of you took high school chemistry? Remember in high school chemistry when they introduce you to very poisonous substances? And if you remember bromine, it was a bottle, a little brown bottle, and it was so deadly that when they showed it to you, it was a little brown bottle inside of another little brown bottle. It had to be two bottles away from you, mm-hmm. just to be in the room safely, in the chemical room, right, in the chemistry lab. Well, guess what strawberries are processed with? Bromide. Okay? Do you ever notice how bad they taste? Strawberries you get at the supermarket. I'm not talking about kind I like are the ones you get from organic, organic farms, which are really sweet. And they're good old strawberries, but you don't find those. The average person never goes to an organic store. So the average person on the street eats bromine strawberries, okay? And, can you believe I can take every food apart? You want me to go into cereals or meat? Want to go into steroids? Can we go into drinking water? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about radiation? How they irradiate? You know, what little bit of life is in foods? Now, in these good breads, like some of these rye breads and things like that, even though most people are allergic to wheat, you don't know it. But even there's some nutrition there, how they irradiate it now. Yeah, there's nothing out there to eat, nothing out there to drink. You get the picture. And the thing about, why do we take our shoes off when we come in here? Does anybody know? No, there's a reason for it. When you come to my house, just take your shoes off too. Nobody knows why? Why?
So we can ground, our energy's ground.
No, it protects your immune system. That's why. That's the main reason. Grounding is part of it, but protection of the immune system is why you don't wear shoes in a place like this. Because you go out there on the street and people are chewing gum. You know, one thing I learned about Singapore the other day, because I'm going there real soon to put a system in, and when they told me, when John Anderson, who owns Integrated Health and makes their vitamins, told me that you can't have chewing gum in Singapore, it's against the law, I said, this is my kind of place. I hate chewing gum. I hate people that chew it. You know, you see some porno flick, for example. This girl sitting there going at chewing gum. I mean, my God. I mean, that's the epitome of chewing gum, but I mean, that's what I think of sometimes when I see people chewing gum. Or you go out there and you see the guy getting interviewed for the baseball deal, and the big coach is there, and he's chewing the gum. Man, we're going to chew that, chewing the gum. And then they spit it out, right? And it's full of germs, right? Because your salivary glands are hooked to your immune system, through the lymph nodes. So here, this shit's all over the goddamn ground, chewing gum, people spitting, okay? So you're out there with your shoes, right? So you come in, you walk on all this stuff. You come in the house with it. You carry these germs. These germs don't care whether they're outside or inside. They come right off on the carpet very nicely. And the carpet's a great breeding ground for germs. Great place. They love it. Fleas like it. Everybody likes that, So as a result, if you wear shoes in a house, and eventually when you do wear shoes in a house, you take your shoes off at some point. Because I don't think people sleep in their shoes. Just cowboys do that, and we're not out west that far enough, or Midwest. So, unless you're a cowboy, you're going to take your shoes off at some point. And so what happens is the bottom of the feet are incredibly sensitive. That's the chakra point, right? It's an input. If you go out in a field that's been plowed, and there's hookworms in there, and they go in your system and kill you, your feet are real sensitive. And so, as a result, when you take your shoes off in a house that, where shoes are worn, boom, you infect your immune system, and that steals your energy and steals your consciousness. So that's why you take your shoes off and leave them outside in a house if you know what you're doing, you know. Because you live longer, basically, and you live a better life. So anyway, nutrition is the first place to start. And I was talking about the B complex. In our vitamins, we use all the B complex. And when you get up to B12, from B12 to B17, these are called nitrilicides. And nitrilicides are, their purpose is to counteract different poisons that poison the central nervous system, i.e. ones that are called carcinogens. Okay, you heard the term carcinogen. Carcinogens are things that give you, they affect the will of the human body. And cancer is a will to live disease. It's a first rate disease. It's a first rate disorder. So when I get my slide projector running, I'll be able to show you some of the things that I would be showing you now. But I'm just having to explain it. So anyway, the first ray or disorder, you know, can be put aside by the B17 down to B12, the nitrilicide. Of course, a lot of them are illegal. You know, B15, for example, carries large amounts of oxygen to the heart, making it very hard to have, as Russian research founded by Ernest Krebs Sr. showed, it's very hard to have a heart attack when you have large amounts of B15 in your system. So consequently, it was made illegal. We use it anyway in our systems. We just don't label it on the vitamin anymore. We don't put it on there, so we don't have a problem with it, but it's in there. Thank God that John Anderson, who owns Integrated Health, is a rebel. You know, even though he has a $10 million a month company, and he's just now been licensed by the FDA to do OTC, over-the-counter drug manufacturing, he still puts all kinds of illegal stuff in the vitamins for us because he believes the system is screwed. We use B17 also. B17 is another cancer-fighting ingredient, but it also is a conscious-elevating ingredient too, amygdalin. It's very powerful. And when you have a lack of these B complexes in your system, you have a tendency to become claustrophobic and paranoia, okay? That's when you have a B-complex deficiency, if you ever get those feelings. Because the B-complex works directly through the sympathetic nervous system, okay? The sympathetic. Sympathetic is the one that's responsible for feeling of your nerves. That's the one that makes, you know, your feeling of warmth, cold, you know, euphoria, all these kinds of things. Okay, it's a yellow ray, by the way. The color of the B complex is the yellow. We're going to do a meditation after a while, and we're going to experience these things, but I want you to have a little bit of subjectivity to them first before we experience some of these different colors that we're talking about. Another energy that we use a lot of course, is vitamin C and bioflavonoids in our formulas. We use a large amount of them combined because it's very necessary for the cells to have a binding ability, okay? How many of you know the difference between the full moon and the new moon in here? You know, when the full moon, when the moon is full, right? In Turkey, for example, if a crime is committed, because the crime rate escalates during the full moon, if the moon is full and in Turkey and you commit a crime, you get a leniency against the offense. It's a 1,000-year-old Turkish law. Even many countries know that the full moon has an effect on humans. You know, you can walk up to somebody and sneak up behind them on one day and you say boo, and they turn around and say hi, how are you doing? And the other day you say boo and they turn around and slug you over the head, right? You scare them. Why is that? Why in one day does a person respond one way to an emotion, another day it's entirely different? Okay, what it is, it's called surface tension. Surface tension, okay? Surface tension is what the moon affects on a human body. Surface tension on the Earth, for example, causes the tides to change. Okay? They change 31 times in a month, 30 times in a month, or 29 or 28 times in a month, depending on what month it is. But they do change in the cycle. And the moon gives the human body a 33-day cycle, a 30-day cycle, and a 28-day cycle, all called circadian rhythms. So, surface tension reduces down into systems in the body, systems which are called circadian systems in the body, rhythm systems. Okay. Now, if you look at how the body works, what does that mean? Well, for example, if you have an endocrine gland, you have 7 endocrine glands in your body. Okay. These endocrine glands are, each one of those 7 endocrine glands has a series of amino acids in there, a series of nutrients in there, a series of minerals in there that are compounded together to create what is known as a hormone. Okay? And these hormones, there are 7 different sets of hormones in 7 different sets of glands. And so, change, rhythm, regulates these hormones, leaving these glands, these ductless glands, going into the bloodstream, and arriving at the brain, causing the brain to fire off synapses, release electrical pulses, which are in turn your consciousness. You could define a hormone as the smallest unit of biochemistry possessing consciousness. Okay? When you change the surface tension of the body, when you change the surface tension of the consciousness of the endocrine glands, what happens is the stimulus, whatever it was that stimulated these endocrine glands to make the hormone flow out into the bloodstream, that stimulus threshold level changes with the full moon, the new moon, and the planetary alignment. Okay? Your pattern of stimulated change, as you define it, is your birth sign. It's your sun, your rising, all of that. That's your pattern. Everybody in here has a combination, a secret combination that goes off in a certain way with the changing of the planets, with the changing of the full moon and the new moon. Okay? The Pleiadians taught us how the system worked. The Andromedans teach us how to set it free. Okay? If you want to get in technical into this, I'm just showing you now examples of what there is to learn about. And you won't learn all this in the seminar. I'm just showing you the big picture and how it works. And I'm giving you pieces of it, and when we get into the systems technology, you'll have a bigger piece of it. But it's all understandable, it's all fathomable, and it's all possible. And so, when you realize these things, then you begin to transform your consciousness. You have my grapefruit juice now? Boy, I missed that. How many of you like grapefruit juice? I drink a lot of it. Oh, I'm going to be better now. Oops, spill it. That's good. Now we're getting Saturday's moving now. Still in the grapefruit juice already. That means I'm having breakfast. Anybody have any questions at this point, what we're talking about now? This is a good point where we could have any group discussions just to see what you're understanding.
I have one earlier.
What happened to it?
You said about setting yourself aside, making yourself a little safe, and setting yourself aside from everything.
Yeah.
You mean
position, heal thyself.
But at the same time, you say you have to stay aware of everything.
Yeah.
Is it right to cut yourself off and just ignore what the government's doing and, like you said, like start learning all the positive side of everything?
If that's what it works for you, it's totally right. It's totally right. Yeah. Sometimes you have to do that. One thing that I think is a little stupid, though, is that a lot of these New Age people, They can't be bothered with newspapers or news. They don't want to know the news of the world. I think that's a little bit stupid, because you should at least know when the end is coming, you know, so you can prepare yourself for it in your isolation ward, you know. I think that's necessary, but I went through a big period where I isolated myself. It was in the 70s, and that's normal. I guess I went through the healing self trip, because what I've noticed with most doctors that I know, most chiropractors, most healers that I know, they shouldn't be doing what they're doing. They should be working on themselves more. They're really screwing themselves up and screwing a lot of people up. Yeah, they're relieving pain here and there, but sometimes pain's better left alone. It's sad but true. You grow through that. I know that, for example, I had a subclinical prostate infection for about 8 years, maybe 9 years. I went to every damn doctor on the planet, every specialist. And I suddenly realized that all the antibiotics in the world weren't going to cure it. And I wasn't going to change my habits, but I was going to do something about it. And I was going to learn about it. So then that motivated me to really get into the immune system and start studying antibiotics that aren't coming from a test tube. And then I discovered the oldest FDA-approved antibiotic that's natural in the world. That's colloidal silver. Started taking that stuff. Bam, no more infection after 7 years of therapy, you know, and abstinence and this and that and the other. It was handled. Like overnight. It took a little while. I'm still working on it, but I mean, it motivated me to such a point, because I worked a lot with golden seal. I worked with a lot of herbs, because everybody in here carries an infection. Every one of you has got some kind of an infection that you're carrying that's chronic, and you either know about it or you don't know about it. And if you don't know about it, it's affecting your consciousness. If you do know about it, you're dealing with it. And it's just affecting your energy. And so, and it talks about, in that Science, in that Time magazine article, for example, it says, we've taken so many antibiotics, doctors have prescribed them for so long, that even if you come down with a simple case of the clap or gonorrhea or syphilis now, there's a good chance that the, did you get the thing fixed? That the therapy, that the, you know, in other words, when you get gonorrhea or syphilis, simple sexual diseases today, which were monsters in the 40s, but for many years you just take tetracycline. Boom, it's gone. 3 days of tetracycline, and it's gone. So what happens now is, if you get those simple infections, you take tetracycline, it won't work. No antibiotic will work in a lot of people. So you've got to use natural antibiotics. Natural antibiotics will cure viral and bacterial infections, like colloidal silver, for example. And I've also found that now that I take it on a daily basis, you know, because I used to be one of these people for years as a scientist. When something was coming around, I'd just get the antibiotics out. Whether I was sick or not, just start powering them, you know, like vitamins. This is what I used to do when I was younger. And I'd feel my energy go up, you know, with these damn things. But man, let me tell you, it lays waste to your body when you get older. Because antibiotics won't work anymore. So you got to use this natural stuff. And, you know, allopathic and homeopathic medicine split during the time of Louis Pasteur. Samuel Hahnemann had come up with the Eastern homeopathic stuff from India, and like cures like, which is science of homeopathy, and they were finding that, yeah, these black plagues and all this stuff can be dealt with by the use of homeopathic substances. They were beginning to get a handle on the problems of bacteria and food, because they didn't have refrigeration in those days. So when Pasteur came up with the idea of pasteurization, yeah, he killed all the bad bacteria, but he also killed the good bacteria. So as a result, people were taking food that had no nutrition in it. So as a result of this no nutrition food, they started getting other kinds of sicknesses. And then all of a sudden, science at the same time, on one hand, discovered pasteurization. They also discovered immunization. But on the other hand, immunization could bring a fee. And so allopathic medicine was born a few hundred years ago. And there's a great split between the two now, what you see today. And allopathic, because you can charge money for it, build a bureaucracy. And with a bureaucracy, they began to put down the natural path. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about some things I saw at the last expo I went to. One was oats made in water, and the other food grade hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah. What do I think of those? Well, I like to gargle with hydrogen peroxide. I use just the stuff that they get at the drugstore. It's good enough. To start peroxide in your body, it's a bit much. You might as well just go ahead and drink bleach, because that's basically what you're doing. Ozone therapy is good if you have a need for it. Okay, if you need free oxygen in your body, then ozone therapy is fine. But just to do it for the sake of doing it is also stupid, you know.
Yeah. I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but you mentioned earlier that your contacts with the Palladians pretty much stopped.
And yeah, they have. You
shifted to
the Andromeda group now.
And then I've been hearing that the Palladians are closing their bases. Is there some kind of a coincidence here?
No. No, they have to pull out now. The Andromedans have set a vibration loose on this planet, and this vibration is going to kill a good portion of the population off. It's going to speed up, but it's not going to kill off the sector of the population that the depopulation policy is targeting. It's basically going to kill the perpetrators. That's where it's going to go. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
It's pretty much clear from the scriptures that life before the deluge was around 1,000 years for humanoids.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened after that?
What happened was, it started in the Atlantean times, 12,400 and some odd years ago, when they had what's called the scalar wave antimatter generator wars. And they had the same energy that cut the blocks for the pyramids. I know if you go to the Aswan Quarry, the people that were cutting a lot of the blocks for the pyramids with this beam that they had, not only cut those blocks, but they left a lot of blocks partially cut, showing that they had the technology. Okay? And so as a result, they would partially cut a block and just leave it for future generations to see that this was how it was done. And that during that time, Atlantis was off the coast. Poseidon was the capital of Atlantis. Was off the coast of Miami, about 4 or 5 miles. A huge area there was there. And they got into war out there in Bimini and all those different areas in the Caribbean. They got into these wars with these generators that are very much like the irradiator systems that we have here, that we use. As a matter of fact, these are capable of doing that kind of stuff, if you just take them to the next level. We even have the technology now to do that. Or you can use them for healing, either way. But when you play with scalar wave machines like we're going to be studying here this weekend, you're playing around with the hologram of creation itself. That's exactly what you're doing. And that's what they did. Now, what determines your consciousness? Your DNA, right? Deoxyribonucleic acid, okay? It has microgenes, about 6 trillion microgenes. It has 1,250 genes and 46 chromosomes. The spacing of the chromosomes determines the electrical frequency, the bandwidth that the soul is able to orically express itself into creation, i.e. the lifespan. And what happened, when you start using scalar wave generators in the hologram of the Earth for destructive purposes, when you shoot a beam of energy into a pile of bricks or a temple, you're not only destroying that temple, you're using a vibration a frequency that's also destroying you. You're committing suicide, racial suicide. This is what the Atlanteans did. And where did they get that technology? Those little three-foot creatures known as the Greys brought it. Okay? Just as they brought it again. And our government currently now, once again, has it again. Right, about, can I have some more water, please? That's why it becomes important to understand.
Well, as you can see, we're out of time. It's a good, good seminar. So anyhow, we'll continue next week. Don't forget the show, Thursday night, BBS Radio, 5 p.m. Pacific. Thanks.